views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Wow. You know, this has been an incredible week. I have been busy, but it's been happy. And I want to say that to you right off the bat, because I know that you're feeling the same thing. It's like, gosh, it's getting busier. I seem to be going faster. And watch out for that spinning energy, that it'll just spin you into a frenzy, because I've been feeling it too. But we're going to talk today about the focus and shifting our focus and how we can shift that energy in our field. We can take this magnetic, high momentum energy that's flowing in right now. And boy, is it. Boy, what a month July has been. And we can take that intention with our focus, and we can really ride this one in a really, really positive way. I mean, it can energize you physically, so you have the energy and the momentum and the enthusiasm to go out and pursue and be proactive in the dreams and things that you want for your life. We can shift our focus in a lot of different ways. Now, before we get started, I do want to share and say a big shout out to Dr. Pat over at the Dr. Pat Show. Boy, did we have fun on her show Monday morning. Now, it was kind of quick, you know. We decided last week kind of quickly that we were going to do that, and I mentioned it last week. But last Monday, on July 20th, I was on her show, and we were doing the intuitive painting readings with the callers on the live show, and we videotaped it, and I was up all night waiting for this video because I was trying to get it up before today, but finally this morning. So thank you guys for all the people on the newsletter. The newsletter usually comes out on Wednesdays, and it came out this morning, but everything's up now. I will be posting it to social medias, and Transformation Talk Radio crew, they're going to be putting it up on that website as well. But I did have time to get it up on my website this morning, so everything's up over there at jenroyster.com if you want to check it out after the show. But we had a great time. That's the second time I've done that over on her show, and we have done it on this show. But when I do that, I am trying to videotape it so you can see what's going on. And the energy that just flows through when I'm using the color and the paintbrush tools is a completely different experience. And I really want to start doing that more here on this show as well, because it just changes it, and so much more detail comes out. I really love it. So I'm working on them, working on a setup. I mean, I've had to completely rearrange the room for that, but I'm working on that here along with other videos that we're doing. Now, that momentum, because I love to paint so much, and that's a good example of what we're talking about today, that momentum and that energy that just fueled me when we were doing all of that, I'm still on it, and it's now Thursday. And that's something that's a passion and a drive, and it's just part of my purpose. And I absolutely love it. And when you combine all of that in your focus, it's easy to focus on what you want with your intention. Now, that's just something that I was doing earlier this week, and I realized, wait a minute, I'm talking about that shifting your focus this week, and this is exactly what I'm doing with this. So I'm sharing that with you. Now, you can do that with just about anything you have going on. Now, say, okay, well, how is it that my focus is going to affect anything? It affects a lot, because your focus is energy. Your focus is, what is your mind preoccupied with? Let's look at it that way. What's that perspective you have on that preoccupation in your mind? You can make and choose what your mind is preoccupied with. So is it preoccupied with things that are stressing you out, frightening you, causing concern and worry for something that hasn't even happened yet because it's a future, maybe if, what if, things like that? Or do you have your focus on a dream, a vision of something you really want to accomplish, something you really want to manifest in your life? Okay. So if you took that focus and you shifted that perspective, you're now shifting everything that you draw into your life. And the reason for that is, and I think people that have been working with this, you understand it. And I really think this is starting to catch on with a lot of people that are studying, how this works. But if you're new to what I'm talking about, your thoughts are the energy that manifests what you experience and what reflects back to you. And I want to talk a little bit about that reflection. That's like a mirror. That reflection is letting you know what you're focusing on, what you believe, what your perspective is on a particular area of life. That perspective and belief intertwined, okay, this is the way I see it. This is never going to change. Well, then you won't see change. Or if you have a different perspective and you have a little bit more of an optimism where, I just have to do a couple of tweaks here. I just have to, maybe learn a little bit more about that topic, or maybe I just could take little steps and go toward that. You're already shifting it in a big way, just taking those little steps. So what if you took little steps every day? What if you took bigger steps? Sometimes the bigger steps are just too fast. And what I want to say with this power of this reflection, it's like your own mirror is all around you. The world, everybody in it, everybody that you have in your life, everything that you experience is your mirror. Yeah. Yeah. Even the frustrating and, drives me crazy kind of stuff. Yep. That's an energy reflecting back to you. If you were to take the perspective and that approach as, okay, I'm having this conflict here, as a mirror reflecting back, and look at that for what you could do within, which is where we are in today's energy, is working within, and allow it to show you what you need to clear up, maybe change, your mindset on it, maybe allow something new to come in and just explore and have capacity for somebody having a different opinion or a different way of doing things. That is a very, very powerful tool. You now become the magician in your life. If you want to say anything about magic, that's magic to me. I mean, you are now the magician that can shift what's reflecting back in that mirror. It's a big deal. So think about what you have in your life that maybe you don't like, or you would like to change what's reflecting back. And all of your relationships are going to show you something. You're going to have something different with different people, because there's many aspects of ourselves as well. Okay. So you may have a great relationship with this person, and then this person, or you feel something that's just off, amiss, or you feel a frustration at work, or your own goals. What do you feel is coming back? So we're exploring that during the show today. And at the end of the show, in the last segment, I want to take you through a meditation to help work on the energy of what your focus is, just to give you some guidance in that so you can start to work on that. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about shifting your focus to heal your energy, and then that's how you can do some powerful manifesting in your life. If you want to call in to the show, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show.
Traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And our topic today is shifting your focus to heal your energy. And this is going deep. I'm driving you on a journey here to go very deep within yourself, to go deeper inside and see how the world is reflecting back to you. It's a very important topic. I feel very strongly. I've just been really meditating with with spirit and saying, what is the most important thing that I could share? I do that every week, but this time, this week in particular, felt very strong. And I believe, believe it or not, this is going to help you a lot, because we have another retrograde that just happened, and that is Venus in retrograde, right behind that Cancer moon with the emotions. And Venus, you know, is about love, romance, and relationships. Oh my. So now here we are in July, and we have Leo going on, and it's just more dramatic. It's going to feel intensified with that. And when you have a retrograde in Venus, that's not very common, okay? And it's going to go for a few months, several months, I believe. And I don't know exactly when it ends. I don't have all that in front of me. But it's going to take you backwards. And remember, a retrograde is more of reflecting, looking back, more of a review, where you've been, what choices you made, you know, what was the result of those choices, things like that. Venus is going to focus on the relationship part. And then they're going to feel a little emotional. Oh boy, isn't this fun? And last week we were talking about opening that heart, and you need to feel. This all intertwines. It's all making sense when you follow it. And I do that every day, because I'm here being a spokesperson and sharing, okay, guys, this is what we're working on now as we move through this energy of 2015. So in particular, you're going to feel some reflecting back on all the relationships that you've had in your life, all of them. You know, you're going to feel a little bit of everything with that. And it may bring up some things that you would rather not think about, but allow it, let it process and show you something. Let it show you what it can teach you. And that's what we do with any retrograde. So the July energy is just, it's changing so fast from day to day to day. And we're almost up on August. So hang in there, guys, because 2015 is really a roller coaster a bit with the energies, but it's very feasible, and it's a very, very powerful manifesting year very, very quickly. So doing this show today on our focus, because if you're reflecting back and you start to feel those energies a little bit with the emotions, the heart, maybe something that was painful in the past, something like that, I want you to know that you can shift that focus. You can say, okay, that was then, this is now. One of the things I want to give you a heads up on in when you feel things like that is just be aware that you may find yourself responding to a current relationship. And you say you have a current relationship right now, but watch out for responding the way you did in maybe a toxic or an old relationship no longer because of all the emotional spin up. Just be aware of it. Observe it. Watch those emotions and reactions and responses. Take note of them. Be an observer of everything that's happening within your life. This is how you're going to gain power as that magician in your life to shift that focus and that energy. It's very powerful to be aware. When you are more aware that way, and you're just, wait a minute, I just responded like I used to. You're wondering why you're doing that. It's to show you something. It may have a little bit more healing to do in that area. That way you've got it on the table and you're like, okay. And then you ask immediately for healing in that. So I wanted to bring that up because you may feel that, especially for those that really feel all these different energy shifts. Some people feel them more than others. If you're wondering what in the world's going on with your life, like why is everything all upside down? Why is it all squirrely? You know, yeah, well, there's a lot, you know, going on to bring it up to the surface. But everything has a positive outcome if you shift your focus to look with that, to look for that with intention. So with intention, we see some challenges, and maybe things are going great for you. Okay, hey, keep the focus there. But if you find that there's something a little bumpy or something coming up, you're taking your intention to focus on what you can learn from that and how you can be proactive and maybe change the way you respond in a similar situation, maybe shift directions in that. What do you want to move forward to? Things like that, because we are manifesting everything that reflects back to us in reality in our life. You are going to experience what is coming off of you in energy. So your focus is an important aspect to look at and be serious with. Like, be honest with yourself. What am I really focusing on? Am I focusing on everything that could go wrong? Or am I focusing on what's the next step? Now, here's a great way to, say you do fret. Like, I'm worried about something going wrong. Even if you have to write it down and kind of work yourself through this, it can be awkward at first if you're not used to doing that, but you're trying to go a little bit more optimistic here and look for something that's an option. Because as soon as you give the universe and you put it out there to the divine that you want an option, you want some choices here, you want to move forward and heal and be more positive and more, more of a higher frequency that can put a good thing out there, okay, it will immediately start coming and responding to you. But if you're focusing and your affirmations are, it never works out for me, I mean, if you're making statements like that, that's an affirmation too. That's what you're believing. That's your focus. So you're shifting that. And so let's say, take an example like, okay, I've always had a little bit of struggle with a particular area in my life, and I really want to move forward in that. Like, say it's a relationship with people at work or a relationship to how you see yourself in the job you really want to do. Do you see yourself doing it well? Or do you believe, like, say your life purpose is something you really, really want to do. Do you believe you're good at it? And if not, why not? Go ahead and explore that, because shifting this focus, and then it's like, okay, I don't feel that I'm good enough. Say you feel like that. A lot of people feel that way about a lot of things. Or you don't feel good enough about being in a relationship or having the type of relationship you want. Wow, people don't realize that that does affect relationships, and you keep wanting a relationship. But if you believe that, if you believe that it's not going to come to you, then that's what reflects back to you. So when you feel like that about something, you want to look at, okay, well, what could I do to improve that? I mean, if you want to learn a skill, you practice, or you take a lesson, or you take a class, you learn about it, right? You learn everything you can. Well, you're going to be doing that about yourself with this. You're going to learn everything there is to know about what makes you tick in there, what you believe, and what you want to shift. Like, okay, I believe not so positively here. You know, so you're looking and jot some notes down as these reflections come back to you. Now, one of the things that I loved about doing the intuitive painting is those are reflections. When I do it for myself, if I'm meditating and I say, okay, show me what I need to know, it reflects back. Or if I'm working with the energy of someone else and painting that energy, what is it reflecting back to me? So that's an example. So you can do it that way, or you can write it down and jot down like, I don't feel so great about this area, or I don't feel so great about this person, you know, or I don't feel so great about myself doing a good enough job, whatever those things are that aren't so great, you know, those are your areas that you want to shift your focus. You want to shift it. And I want you to think about that a little bit as we go through the show, because when we do the meditation at the end of the show, think about this as we're going through the show and have, you know, either mentally note it down where you want to shift, or write it down. So you'll have something to focus with and something to shift, you know, when we do the energy work at the end of the show. If you were to do a few minutes a day on something that you really wanted to improve on or raise the frequency in or heal, it's not as hard as it seems. That mountain is not as big as it feels. If your perspective believes that it's too big to climb, then that's what's reflecting back to you. So if you were to think, I can do this one step at a time, I could just do a minute or two here and there, now that mountain's not so big. So think about what you would like to shift on your focus. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on different ways we can understand how we can shift our focus to heal our energy, which brings on powerful manifesting for what we want in our future. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice.
Thursday night is drive-in movie night at Musquamakit this summer at Wooshki Now Town Beach. This week's movie is Goonies. Sloth loves Chunk. A group of misfit kids find a hidden pirate treasure map and go hunting for it in hopes they don't lose their homes. But the infamous Fratelli gang is hot on their trail. Thursday nights are drive-in movie nights this summer at the beach. This Thursday night, catch Goonies at Wooshki Now Beach, next to the water slides at Musquamakit Beach. Admission is only $10 a carload.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You know those days when you wake up as achy as the day before? Sleeping on the same old mattress won't help. The right mattress makes all the difference for you. You've been told that you have to sleep on a firm, hard mattress to be supported. Not exactly. Depending on your body type and preference, you could sleep on a soft sleep surface and be perfectly supported at the same time. Right now, get a free box spring with purchase of any Serta Perfect Sleeper mattress set.
Cardi's Furniture.
1230 WPLQ. Ooh, ooh, ah. Now I told you so, you ought to know. Ooh,
it takes some time for. And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And for those just tuning in, our topic today is shifting your focus to heal your energy. This is working with how your perspective drives your focus, how perspective and beliefs are also going to affect your energy that you put out into the world and how that reflects back. Now, we've been talking about how everything around you is the mirror. And it reflects back to you everything that you're putting out there. And we hear this, but, you know, I wanted to take you inward a little bit more. And I wanted you to see yourself deep inside. And, you know, what is reflecting back? What kind of experiences do you have? Are they positive? Are they negative? A little bit of both? I mean, everybody has a little bit of both. But what you can do is you can continually be the master of your own experiences and universe, your own journey. You have that power within you, within yourself as that spark of the divine. You have, with your intention and your thoughts, you can change a lot of things that you're experiencing in your world. And, you know, for people that are going, well, I don't know about that. Well, that's where your perspective is. You don't believe that you can. And this is an option. I mean, what have you got to lose, really? You don't have to go this way if you don't want to. But what have you got to lose if it's so bad and you just actually took some time to try some other perspectives or looked into what you could do to improve something and take responsibility for your journey? And it's being, I am responsible, you know, for what I experience in this life. And I am flexible. I am going to be persistent and keep trying. But be flexible with yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. At the same time, you know, be flexible, adjust a little bit, because flexibility will challenge you in this. Because if you're so set in your ways to have it a certain way all the time, or you believe this is the way it always is, or that's the way something's always going to come back at you, that's not flexible. And this is going to ask you to be flexible and explore that you could actually have life a little bit differently. You know, now we're in a place and a time where everything around us is changing so fast. Why not participate? Why not? A lot of people feel, oh, great, all these changes are happening in the world and all these things are happening to us. Well, what I'm saying to you is, then take responsibility for you. Focus inward. Don't worry about what they're doing. Worry about what you're doing. Worry about what, you know, and it's not even worry, but it's like, go inside and put some thought into what you're putting out there. You know, this has been one of the most powerful things I've ever learned in my life. One of the most important things I've ever learned. And I'm continually tweaking it. I've been doing this for a while now, but I continually tweak, improve. I find where, okay, I don't know if I liked so much that emotion or that response I felt with that. So what could I do? What could I do to improve that? What could I do so that doesn't affect me? Empathic people, a lot of times, and I'm one of them, you get caught up about what somebody else is doing to you. And that's one of the biggest things that an empathic person can do to empower themselves and detach all of that negativity that you seem to be absorbing from everywhere by taking responsibility for what you're going to choose to reflect back to yourself. Absolutely. So your intentions and thoughts are more powerful than you could ever know. They're part of you. Everybody has intentions. Everybody has thoughts. Everybody has beliefs. And you have the right to pick which ones you want to keep and which ones you don't. And, you know, some of them are going to challenge you. Like, do I believe this because I was told to believe this, or is this truly how I feel? But going inward is going to be one of the most important key actions you can take during this time of great transformation and all of the energies that are providing us with such a momentum. The difference between now and way back then is it's moving so much faster. I mean, you know, it's just moving. And it would never look like, if you look back the way it was, it never did look like it would change because it was at a much slower pace. This is much faster, much faster. And you can make the most of this in a very, very positive way. When you're happy inside, when you're listening to that higher self and allowing it to guide you, now you are taking action in a very positive way. Taking action is with intention. I want to know what I can do to improve the situation of what I'm reflecting back here, you know. And that's a big accelerant for manifesting, especially now. So when we do that meditation in the next segment, in that last segment, we're going to be walking through some of those intentions. And that's when I'm going to really have you focusing that intention on shifting something. So if you haven't done it yet, if you just tuned in, What is reflecting back to you in your life? What is it? What's coming back to you in relationships or situation that you want to change? It may be about a job. It may be about where you're living. It may be about what you do for a living. It may be trying to work out, you know, what your life purpose is. It may be about a relationship. It could be about just about anything. This works across the board on anything that you have going on. The first step is to say, okay, I'm going to take my power back and I'm going to be responsible for this. And I'm going to choose with intention to improve it. Boom. Put it out there in your prayers, in your requests to the divine that you would like some assistance. I highly recommend working with the heart chakra, the fourth chakra, for this with Archangel Raphael, because the heart chakra, which we talked quite a bit about on last week's show with energy healing, is very important in doing this, because your heart, if it's closed off and hardened, it has a bit of a shell, kind of a stubborn shell that doesn't want to open the doors. It doesn't want to expand. It doesn't want to let anything in. And in order to experience great things just as much, if not more, than you experience the not so great things, the heart has to be opened. And Raphael can help you gently with that. He is known as the physician of heaven, so allow him to open your heart. Ascended Masters, wonderful Ascended Masters that's about love in the heart is Jesus. But there's a lot of energy out there. It doesn't matter about the religion, doesn't matter about your belief system. The thing is, with intention, you deserve healing, you deserve love, you deserve a better life, you deserve to be able to feel that you have the power to change what's going on for your future. You can plan your future. Now, this is investing in your future to me. This is an investment energetically into what you manifest tomorrow. And I want to help you. I want to help you understand that you really can do a lot with this. You know, sometimes we can feel so lost and we can lose our hope when we're going through something tough. Been there, done that. I've had my own to go through, and I'm sure I'll have more. It's not that life won't quit happening to us. It's where are we in perspective to that? You know, what is our attitude toward something when it comes in? Because we really do learn quite a bit when we have those challenges come through. And if you're in the middle of one now, always. I mean, the first question is, what can I learn from this? What is it that I'm supposed to be learning from this? And then you move forward. I find that it moves forward much quicker when I go that route versus fighting it and being upset about it. And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you just got to spin out those emotions and get them out of the way so you can get to the point of, okay, what action can I take to move forward? What do I need to learn? And that is taking an action. What is it that I need to learn? That's an action. Being flexible but persistent with it, okay? And opening that heart and that fourth chakra. You know, that fourth chakra is getting yanked around just a little bit, and it's going to, with that retrograde I was telling you about with Venus, just a bit. So heads up on that, because this is a great time to take what I call this shaman approach. And you know, shamans, when they're doing a deep healing, you know, they'll go out and they do things a lot by themselves, but they'll go out and it's the disassembling to rebuild. And think of it like a disassembling of the way you were approaching life, the way you were going about everything, like what habits, what ruts need to be dismantled. You know, what attitude could I have towards another that would be so much more productive and positive? So reflecting back to me is love. So if you have love you're sending out, love is going to reflect back. Okay. So if you were to take an inventory of how everything's going with everybody that you know and what's happening, get that into your mind, because we're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, We're going to do the meditation for shifting your focus to heal the energy. This is an energy healing guided meditation to help you with that intention and working with your higher self for the manifesting for tomorrow. So that's what it is. And in a long sentence, that's what it is. Get in your mind what you want to shift, at least one thing, and hang out with me, because when we come back, that's what we're going to do. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
We've already said
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
And we are back for the last segment of this show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about shifting your focus to heal your energy and how your perspective, your beliefs, that drives the focus that affects your energy and what you manifest for tomorrow. So that's a mouthful, but we've been going deep with this, and I've been really taking you down in there so you can see what's coming back at you in your world. Now, hopefully by now, you have something in your life, if you've been listening, you have something that you want to work on in this guided meditation. So we're going to start that now. So if you're not driving, you can listen, but please don't go too deep or close your eyes, obviously. But we'll always have the archive for later. But if you are in a place where it's safe to close your eyes, go ahead and do that right now. Close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. And just release it out. Release it out with a little bit of force behind it. Like push it out. You know, push it out. That's a letting go. And push it out. Just push the breath out. It's like, I release this. I don't need this to hold me back any longer. And as you breathe in, you're breathing in an elixir of divine love. And we have Archangel Raphael that's going to guide us and help us with that today, because we've got to open up and pry open that heart just a little bit so we can heal. And on the exhale, you're just pushing out everything that's in the way, everything that hurts, all the pain, everything you want to detach from, everything that no longer serves you and needs to be released. Okay? And you're just going to continue in that breathe in, breathe out, breathe in the elixir of love, and exhale out what needs to be released throughout the rest of this meditation. And I want you to take your focus now to that area of life that you want to shift. You see what's reflecting back to you and you want to change it or just improve it. Or maybe it's not there at all and you want to bring it in. If it's that, if it's the latter, where is your focus? Because we have to take it off that to bring something else in, you see. So whatever that is that we want to improve, that is our intention. We are putting it out there right now with divine action that's within yourself and with all the love that can flow into you that you could possibly imagine. Flow in through your whole entire being, right through to the center and core of your heart. Your intentions are rising into a positive light. Allow it to lift that heavy burden that feels impossible. It can lift it like it's a piece of paper. Allow it to lift it. Allow it to surround it in love. If there's forgiveness involved, this is a great time to release and forgive yourself or another, so everybody can grow and everybody can be happy. And as you continue to breathe in the elixir of love, release what needs to go away. We're shifting and we're rewriting the story of our life. You see this story, this play, this book of your life. And you're going to rewrite it, and you're going to put in and visualize this. Visualize the scene of how you want it to be. What is it that you want? And think in core thought. Happiness, okay? Health, you know, relationships, you have loving relationships fill your life. You give love. You have a job you love and you feel like you're in your life purpose now. See yourself in your life purpose. If you don't know what that is, see yourself in happiness, loving everything you do. Just do that. Because if you're listening to this and you're getting sidetracked on, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, bring it back to a center core solution. Happiness, health, peacefulness. Bring it back to a core thought. Because, you know, a lot of times our life purpose is the journey and everything we learn here. And things that you may do along that journey will change. You may find that I thought I was in my life purpose. Well, you were. You were loving it. If you were loving it, then you were. And now it feels like you need to change directions and do something else. You're still in your life purpose, and you're listening to that higher self. You're listening to that divine. Speak within. Because the voice within knows exactly who you really are, what you're really about, what brings joy to your heart, what brings, you know, the happiness. So this is a person deep inside of you that's you, that you really do want to listen to and not ignore. And it will feel a tug at the heart. It will tug at your heart, and it will have you make choices from the heart more versus the mind. We can make logical choices all day, and there's nothing wrong with logic, but there's also nothing wrong with logic, happiness, life purpose, and passions all being combined, and that's your life too. Because you are all of it, and you can do all of it. When you take responsibility for your journey, and you go inward, and you choose to take action, learn, take a half a step, just say, I am taking action, I am being responsible for me, and I am choosing happiness, I am choosing to release the pain of my broken heart so I can allow love in. If your heart is filled with pain, get that out of the way so you can fill it with love. And believing that you have the power within yourself to shift your focus. Now you've shifted your life. You've healed your energy. Your health will improve. Your happiness improves. Your relationships improve. You attract loving, positive relationships because that's what you're putting out. And if you were to take all of this and just take the deepest breath in on this last breath in, take the deepest breath in of all of that. I accept all of this as a beautiful gift I'm worthy of, releasing everything that's in the way. And then open your eyes, feel refreshed, and say, and so it is. Thank you to the divine, to the angels, and thank yourself for allowing yourself to be all that you can be. I'm Dr. Jen, and thank you so much for listening to the show today. Be sure to go over to the website, jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. I have the video up there of where I was doing the intuitive painting reads this past Monday. And to everyone that listens to the show, a big hug of love to you, and thank you for being part of the show. Namaste. We'll see you next week when we do the August Angel Forecast.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.